From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah is looking for ways to revitalize the coal-dependent economies of Carbon and Emery counties, and they've just named leadership of a group behind one of these efforts. KUER's John Reed reports.
The agreement brings local leaders to what they call the Coal Country Strike Team, a group that, until recently, was mostly managed by the Gardner Policy Institute in Salt Lake City. Natalie Gochner, the Institute's director, says that's key for the team's success.
You really can't run an economic development operation from South Temple, Salt Lake City. You need to be on Price's Main Street.
One of their goals is to raise 10,000 household incomes in Carbon and Emery counties by the end of 2020. They're focusing on things like workforce training programs and investment incentives. And without this kind of targeted effort, economic disparity across the country will only get worse, according to a recent report from the Brookings Institution. Price City Mayor Mike Corianis, one of the new co-chairs, says the strike team could be a model, and people in the region are ready for change.
Probably 5 or 10 years ago, they would have said, that'll never happen. Now, they're embracing whatever we can come up with.
Corianis now has his sights on a program to help remote workers stay in the area, and a 2020 legislative bill that would incentivize workers to move to coal country. John Reed, KUER News.
The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a plan to create controls on emissions from oil and gas operations on the Uinta and Ouray Indian Reservation in northeast Utah. According to a statement from the EPA, the goal of the proposed changes is to improve air quality in the Uinta Basin and establish consistent emissions regulations across Indian country and lands managed by the state. The EPA says ozone levels in the Uinta Basin, particularly in winter, have exceeded Clean Air Act standards several times in recent years. The agency will hold a public hearing on the plan in Fort Duchesne on February 6th. The Utah Department of Environmental Quality will open registration early next year for those wanting to convert from wood burning to cleaner burning devices. The DEQ says thousands of dollars in grants are available, pointing to conversion from wood to gas for reducing emissions by as much as 100 times over. In Box Elder, Weber, and Davis, 75 awards are available, 250 in Salt Lake County, more than 200 available also in Utah and Cache counties, ranging from $2,800 to $3,800. Homeowners can exchange an operational wood stove for a gas one, convert an operational fireplace to a gas fireplace, or exchange an operational uncertified wood stove for an EPA-certified wood stove. The Utah County Attorney's Office has taken over an investigation into allegations of electioneering by the San Juan County Clerk. Weber County completed its probe last month, but staffing limits forced them to bow out before making a decision to prosecute. The Utah County Attorney's Office says it will look over the findings to determine whether to prosecute Clerk John David Nielsen, who admitted to distributing an editorial at polling places during the November election that advocated for the measure on the ballot. But he says his aim was to educate voters, not sway their opinion. Three children are being treated at a Denver-area hospital for measles. A number of Mountain West states have already seen measles cases this year. Ray Ellen Bichelle of our Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The state health department says it alerted medical providers Monday about the cases so they can keep an eye out for symptoms in other patients. The children were not vaccinated against measles and contracted the disease abroad before passing through the Denver airport on their way into Colorado. Local health officials are working to trace people who may have been exposed at the airport or at the emergency room. There's a 72-hour window to deliver a vaccine against measles to those who are unvaccinated and at risk. That window has already elapsed. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a number of states in the Mountain West have some of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country when it comes to children under the age of 3. That includes Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. There are treatments available to lessen the severity of the disease for people who are at high risk of severe outcomes, like pregnant women and babies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of the largest sponsors of the Boy Scouts of America, officially splits from the organization January 1st. The LDS Church plans to pull more than 400,000 scouts and move them into a new global program of its own. The split could push the Boy Scouts closer to bankruptcy. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.